The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Ayin Tes discusses the halacha of what type of carbon toida when a person brings, does it require lachmei toida or not? The Torah says someone brings a carbon toida, he has to bring 40 chalis, is lachmei toida. And the Gemara discusses that there are situations where a carbon toida does not require to bring the lachmei toida. The Gemara says that toida tu'un alechem, v'loi v'lada, v'loi chilufa, v'loi tfurasa tu'un alechem. That if the toida, somebody was mafresh in the keva as a toida and it gave birth, and so the halacha is that baby that it gave birth to, it has the status of a carbon toida, but you don't have to bring the lachmei toida together when you bring this carbon, or chilufa, or if you switch it, or if you make a tumura, the tumura does not require a toida. So the Gemara says that when you bring the chalife toida, that if you switch the carbon toida you switch the kedusha to another carbon, lo yishanu la'achar kapara, that if he was already yotze his chiv of the carbon toida, he obligated himself to bring a carbon toida, and he was yotze already with one carbon, with a different carbon, and now this is already happens to have kedusha, so he has to bring it as a toida, but he's not fulfilling his obligation with this carbon. So then, that's where the Gemara said that one is not required to bring the lachmei toida, the 40 chalis, together with the carbon toida. And the Gemara goes on to have a discussion. What are we talking about? The Gemara discusses two types of toidas. The Gemara discusses a toidas choiva and a toidas nedava. The Gemara says that it's possible for a toida to be brought as a choiva, as an obligation, and it's possible to have a type of carbon toida that's only a nedava. What is a toida that's a choiva? And what is a toida that is not a choiva, that's not obligatory, that's only a nedava? So Rashi Ksav Yad, Rashi brings down a pshat that says like this. Rashi says that toidas choiva kigoin mefarish biyam v'hayoytze b'shayra v'choyle shenitzel mecholyoy v'chovash yoytze beis asur. We know that the Psukim in Tehillim describes someone who is mechuyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He describes four people. Somebody who was mefarish biyam, somebody who went out to sea and he came back safely. Or if somebody was yoytze b'shayra, somebody who went traveling on a caravan and he came home. Or if he was sick and he got better. Or somebody who was in jail that was freed. He was let out of jail. So Rashi says all these four people, the Gemara says in Brachos, are both tzrichin lahoydos. These are the four people that are required to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says Rashi, these four people, when they bring a carbon toida, this is a toidas choiva. The implication from Rashi seems to say that there is a chiv on these four people to bring a carbon toida. Now Rashi quotes a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos is not discussing the obligation of these people to bring a carbon toida. The Gemara in Brachos is discussing the obligation of these people to bench Goymel. When one of these four things happens to a person has a chiyuv to make the brach of HaGoymel. Our minig is that we make the brach of HaGoymel, someone gets an aliyah, when he gets aliyah to the Torah, so he makes the brach of HaGoymel. And the Gemara says that these are four people that have the obligation to bench Goymel. And Rashi extrapolates from there that it's that if the Gemara says they have a chiv lahoidos, they have a chiv to bench Goymel, so Rashi says that it would seem that they have a chiv to bring a carbon toida. Now what exactly is this obligation to bring a carbon toida? There's actually a very big discussion in the Achronim. The Prima Gadim, in our Chaim and Simon Reishia test in Nakdoma, says that although the Gemara says Arbot Tzrich Lahoidos, that these four people have an obligation, Lahoidos, which means to bench Goymel, but this Chiyiv to bench Goymel is not a Chiyiv min HaTorah. The Psukim that the Gemara bring, and that Rashi brings over here, that say that someone is obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoidu Lashem Chastoy, those are all Psukim in Tehillim. David HaMelech describes in Tehillim that if something, one of these four things happens to someone, so he has an obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Prima Gadol about his obligation to bench Goymel, and Hu Adin, his obligation to bring a carbon Toidah, that's not a Chiyuv min HaTorah. The whole Chiyuv or a person, maybe it's a nice thing for him to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this Chiyuv Lohoidois is not a Chiyuv min HaTorah, and it's only, the obligation is only Midrabbanan. The obligation is not min HaTorah. Now, Rashi over here, Rashi Ksavya that we have, that we mentioned earlier, seems to disagree with this Prima Gadol, because Rashi over here is discussing, the Gemara is discussing a person's obligation to bring the Chalos Toida, and the Gemara wants to differentiate between what type of Toida a person is bringing, if the Toida is a Choiva, or the Toida is not a Choiva. And obviously, whether a person's mechuyev to bring the lachmei toida or not, the Gemara is discussing whether he has a chiyev min haTorah to bring the lachmei toida, not a chiyev min derabbanan. So if really we'll say that min haTorah there is no obligation, a person is never obligated to bring a carbon toida, and the obligation of these four people to bring a carbon toida is only midrabbanan, how could the Gemara over here discuss whether you have to bring the lachem, you don't have to bring the lachmei toida? This is it's irrelevant. Min haTorah, there shouldn't be any difference. You should always have to bring the lachmei toida. For the fact that Rashi brings down this halacha relevant to the Gemara's discussion would imply that Rashi disagrees with the Prima Gadol, and Rashi holds that a person's obligation to bring a carbon toida under these circumstances is min haTorah. And the truth is that if you look in Rashi in his Pirush and Chumash, in Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, Rashi over there also would seem that Rashi holds that the person's chiyuv in these circumstances to bring a carbon toid is min haTorah. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, imal toid yakrivenu. If a person wants to bring a shlomim, and then the Torah specifies and says, imal toid yakrivenu, if the shlomim he's bringing is a toidah. Rashi says, imal dvar hoido al ney shenasaloi. If he's bringing this carbon because of a nes that happened to him, kigoyner de hayam, ochemid boris, achavush beis asurim, vacheilish and estrapo, these four people that are mentioned in the Gemara, shame srichon ahoidois, they have an obligation to thank Hashem because of the pasuk, yoygol Hashem chastav, nofloys ilfnei adam. Imal achas me'elo no de shlom malolu, if he made a promise to bring the shlom, shalmi toidain, otunis lechem, and that's how Rashi explains the Pasuk. So if Rashi is explaining that this is the Pshat in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says that these four people, something these things that happen, person has a chiyuv to bring a toidah. So according to Rashi, it's almost a mafurish Pasuk. It's definitely would seem that would be a chiyuv min haTorah. So number one, we see that there is this idea that they bring a carbon toidah is min haTorah, and number two, that it's a chiyuv. The Maram Shik in a tshuva, in Archaim Simon Peches, says that although the Gemara says Arba Tzrichon Lahoidos, there is an obligation to be Moida, the Maram Shik says that this idea that these four people will be Mechuyiv Min HaTorah to bring a carbon Toidah, that's not true. The idea that they're Mechuyiv to bring a carbon Toidah, it's only a Chiyiv Midrabbanan, like we mentioned before from the Prima Gadol. And the Maram Shik brings a raya. Maram Shik says that there's a Teres Kainim that's similar to a Gemara that's brought down later on in Daf Pei Beis, over here in Menachos. The Gemara says that a carbon toida, one is allowed to use money from Maisa Sheni to buy an animal to bring a carbon toida. The Gemara later on discusses somebody there's a mitzvah to eat Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. Somebody is allowed to take money, to take payros of Maisa Sheni and transfer the Kedusha onto money. He brings the money up to Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, he's allowed to use the money to buy food, and he can even buy an animal to bring us a carbon. However, the Gemara says that if someone has a chiv to bring a carbon, he cannot fulfill his obligation of bringing a carbon by using money in Maisa Sheni. Money from Maisa Sheni can only be used to bring a nedava. Money from Maisa Sheni cannot be used to buy a carbon that's a chayva. And the Gemara says, and the Teres Kainim says, that a carbon toid is ba min ha-maiser. That the halacha is that a person is allowed to take money, that of money of Maisa Sheni, and use it to buy an animal to bring as a toid. Frek the Maram Shiv, I don't understand. If a person has a chiv to bring the carbon taida, if he was a chayil and he got and he was healed, or his mefarish b'yam yoytz b'shayra, all these cases where if you didn't tell him that he's mechuyev to bring a carbon taida, if he's mechuyev to bring the carbon taida, so then he can't use money from Eis Hashem to bring the carbon. So Zok the Maram Shif, it must be not like Rashi. It must be that the person's obligation to bring the carbon toida is not a chiyuv min haTorah. True, it's a nice thing. True, it might be a chiyuv midrabbanon, but since it's only a chiyuv midrabbanon, it's not a chiyuv min haTorah. It's considered a nedava. A person decides to bring the carbon, it's a nedava. And since it's a nedava, you can use money from Eis Hashem to bring this carbon. The Shevet Alevi in Tshuva from Tshuva from Rab Shmuel Vosner and Chelik Gimel Sim Kuf Samach Gimel says that he doesn't understand this proof for the Maram Shik. Chayr, it's very shver. The Gemara by us, even our Gemara that says that there's such thing as a Taidus Chayva, that the person has an obligation to bring a carbon Taida, which Rashi explains to mean it's these four people. The Gemara itself agrees that it's also possible to bring a toida that's a nedava. Not every toida has to be a chayva. Let's say somebody is not one of these four people. And for whatever reason, he decides he wants to bring a carbon toida as a nedava. He could be mafresh a carbon toida. There's no problem. He's allowed to bring a carbon toida as a nedava. So if he's allowed to bring carbon toida as a nedava, so in such a circumstance, he's allowed to use money from Eis Hashem. And that's what the Tairis Kaina means. If somebody was sick, and then he was healed, he got better, so he's mechuyev to bring a carbon toida, so he's not allowed to use money from Eis Hashem. Teres Kainim doesn't say that every single toida that a person could bring, he's allowed to bring from money from Eis Hashem. The Teres Kainim means that it's possible for a person to use money from Eis Hashem to bring a carbon toida. There's certain circumstances, yes, sometimes not. So therefore, says the Shevet Alevi, there's no proof from the Teres Kainim that there is no obligation for a person to bring a carbon toida, even if under these four circumstances. So instead, we really can say, with what our Rashi says in Chumash, that really there's an obligation on these four people to bring a carbon toida, but also it's also possible for a person to donate a carbon toida on his own. Lamaisa, though, this that the Shevet Alevi says that a person could be making nether and bring carbon toida is not 100%, not everybody seems to hold like that, and therefore that l'chayr, that would seem, this is the pshat in the Maram Shik, because the Rishash here in Menachos, later on, Daf Pei Amid Beis, says that it's not true. It says that the only people who could bring a carbon toida are these four people. What is it based on? He says the halacha is like this. We know somebody does an aveira, brings a carbon chatas. He has an obligation to bring a carbon chatas. If somebody didn't do an aveira, he can't just bring a carbon chatas. You can't be mafresh a carbon to bring a carbon chatas or a carbon ashram if you're not mechuyev. So there's certain carbonists that come, they're only a carbon chayva. You can only bring such a carbon if you are obligated to bring this carbon. So the Rishash says the carbon toida is the same way. The carbon toida, the Torah says that if the one of these things happened to a person, he's obligated to bring carbon toida. If not, so then he's not mechuyev to bring. If he's not mechuyev to bring carbon toida, he can't just on his own decide that he wants to bring a carbon toida. Therefore, the Rishash says there's no such thing as a toidas nedava. The only possibility is to have a toida that is a chayva. He learns different shot in the Gemara by us. Says the Rishash, though, there's no such thing as bringing a carbon toida if you're not mechuyev. So if there's no such thing, so then we have a raya from the Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim says that there's such a thing as a carbon toida that's bama na meiser, that comes from money meiser sheni. It must be that there is no chiv in the first place. There's no chiv in the first place being carbon toida. So every toida now goes back to being in a dava. The Eilish Shloimei in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yedayin Amid Beis says that the Rishash cannot be true. It says he has a raya from a Gemara over there. The Gemara says that a carbon toida is considered an edava, because the Gemara over there has a discussion about being makriv karbonis on a bama. We know that before the Beis HaMikdash was built, there were certain times in Klai Yisrael, the Gemara discusses in Zvachim, where one was allowed to bring karbonis. You didn't have to bring him to the Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was built, you can't bring a carbon anywhere else. But before the Beis HaMikdash was built, at certain points in time, a person was allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. But the Gemara says over there in Zvachim that you can only bring a carbon on a bama if it's a carbon that you're not mechuyev to bring. a carbon that's only b'chayva, a person is not allowed to bring on a bama. So the Eile Shleimus says, it's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara mentions a toida as an example of a carbon that could be brought on a bama. If it's a carbon that could be brought on a bama, so then, if it's a carbon that could be brought on a bama, so you see clearly that it's not considered a carbon chayva, it's only considered a carbon nedava. So it seems that we have different proofs one way or the other. I just wanted to point out that it could be a possible way of understanding the exactly whether the carbon toida is a chayva or the carbon toida is a nedava. If you go back to the original Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Chumash says something very interesting. Rashi and Chumash doesn't say that if somebody is one of these four situations where he was saved, that he is mechuyu to be mafresh a carbon toida. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that im al achas me elam nader shlomim nader shlomim alolu shal me toidein. Rashi says that if on one of these things this person made a nether that he's going to bring a shlomim, that shlomim that he brings is a shalmi toida. We know that every toida is really a carbon shlomim. It's a subcategory of a carbon shlomim. It's not exactly the same as a carbon shlomim, because a carbon shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a toida is only eaten for 1 day, and a carbon shlomim doesn't have any lechem that's brought with it, but what a carbon toida does. Nevertheless, so you would say that maybe it's really considered a completely separate carbon, and a carbon toida and a carbon shlomim are completely separate. So if somebody says arei elai shlomim, I want to bring a carbon shlomim, he can't bring a toida. And if somebody says arei elai toida, he can't bring a shlomim. The Rashi says not like that. Rashi says these four people, they were saved, and they decide we're going to bring a shlomim. They said arei elai shlomim. The Torah says when somebody says arei elai shlomim, and he's one of these four people, now he's mechuyev to bring a carbon toida. He can't just be yoitza with a regular shlomim like any other person. In this situation, he is mechuyev to bring a carbon toida. So in a certain way, the carbon toida is considered a carbon chayva. It's called a chayva because when someone says arei elai shlomim, he's takam mechuyev to bring a carbon toida. And now he's locked in. He can't just bring whatever carbon he wants. He can't bring stam shlomim. Masha enkein. If somebody doesn't say arei elai shlomim, if somebody, he never obligated himself to bring a carbon in the first place, so then we can't say that it's like a carbon chatas, that he's mechuyev to bring it, even if he didn't say arei elai. So instead we say, so in that way, in that respect, the toida is taka considered a carbon nedava. Since you have to say arei elai in order to obligate yourself to bring it, that's what the Torah's kind of means, that you can use money of ma'aser sheni. However, on the other side of the coin, the Gemara over here could still call a carbon chayva, because once he said arei elai shlomim, then he's taka obligated to bring a carbon toida, and he can't be yotze with a regular shlomim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.